This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده وصلى الله وسلم على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. During Ramadan, we usually give things. We make parcels and we give the poor. We look at those who have less than us. Allah's kept it in such a way that as you're hungry through the day, you're meant to be thinking about those who don't have food anyway. One of the beautiful, blessed benefits of the month of Ramadan, generosity. The hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, the companions say he was the most generous person throughout the year. But in Ramadan, he was even more generous than the wind that blows. When wind blows, it doesn't miss anyone. The same applies in the month of Ramadan. The generosity of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is being described by the example of the wind. Now, that means he gave and he was kind towards, and he benefited the people as much as he could. We are believers. Similarly, we are human beings. And beyond that, if we take a careful look, we're actually part of the creatures of the Almighty. Don't ever allow yourself to forget that. The same Maker who made you made everything else. So learn to respect and fulfill the rights of everything that he has created. And inshallah, you will be the best human being and you'll be able to live your life in an amazing, unique way. In the month of Ramadan, we learned to give. Community is extremely important. What would we be giving if we didn't have connection with community or with other people? This is why in Islam, we're taught to respect the poor so much by understanding that if they did not exist, we would never have been able to engage in an act of worship known as giving a charity. So Allah has created people on different levels. Here are the poor people, not because they wanted to be poor, but because Allah Almighty wanted you to fulfill this community service, this charity. He wanted you to have opportunities to engage in acts of worship that could earn you paradise even on their own, subhanAllah. It's amazing. So, whenever there is a cause and you can benefit. Whenever there is a cause and you can reach out. And without being part of a beautiful community, life becomes less meaningful. The reason is, people who live in healthy communities where everyone knows just how to deal with each other, they come to pray 5 times a day perhaps, maybe if they're out of the area or they have an excuse or they're out at work or school or whatever, they might not be there 5 times a day, but at least once, twice a day, they get to meet, they get to greet each other, and that's it. They know the limits and the barriers. People don't like to be asked personal questions. So when you meet people in a community setup, try to understand where and how you've met this person and how close you are to them anyway. So if you're very close, they may want to volunteer to tell you a little bit more about themselves. But if you're not so close, then people are not comfortable with questions. If you'd like the community to participate, make it easy for them to participate. Appreciate big time those who come and make an effort to attend and participate and reach out. And don't ask too much of community members, because you don't want to irritate people. People generally feel, look, I'm a free person. I don't need to be in this whole community thingy. But at the same time, we who are supposed to be part of the community, when we make it beautiful, they will come. They will see the benefit of it. We should try our best to attend. And those who are in charge, when I say in charge, I mean those who might be seniors or who might have helped set up, and there has to be someone, we should make it very easy for people. Appreciate them, who they are, what they do, how much they can give, what they can give. Not everyone can give wealth. Some can give their time. Some can give a word of advice. Some might just be able to pray for you. No problem. Don't push them. thank them, appreciate them, even if they have not done much. But for us, we need to do as much as we can. And we need to try our best. And we need to reach out. So one of the beautiful teachings of Ramadan is to gain this community feel. You get to know people. You know, when you've traveled together, be it for a spiritual journey like the pilgrimage, Umrah or Hajj, or be it on holiday, when you've been with a family or a group of people or a little team or maybe some grouping, you become a little bit closer to some of them and you begin to know a few more of them. You will enjoy it when these people are decent people. They don't interfere, they don't demand, they don't tell you to do things you're not comfortable to do. But there is a relationship and a bond that is developed. Allah wants that to happen in every community and then across the communities and across the barriers. So you reach out to people starting with the smaller circle and you go beyond that. And then you go beyond that and you go even more. And in this way, you get to know the needs of the people. And I promise you, when Allah has exposed for you the needs of someone or a community, it is your duty to do something about it. You're going to be asked about it. Allah will ask you, I exposed the needs of XYZ in front of you. You could do things. Why didn't you do what you could have? So what should I do? Well, the minimum is I should say a prayer for them. I should say a good word to them. Sometimes it's difficult because people expect more from you, but you know your capacity. And sometimes you might have a few doubts maybe. Some people think, I know this person says they're in need. I believe they may be, but I'm not too sure. It's fine. You're a human being. So you may not need to give in terms of money or whatever. But what is very important for you to do is pray for them and say a good word. Look at Surah Al-Duha. Allah says, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. One of the most powerful verses. As for the beggar, do not rebuke him. Allah didn't say, as for the beggar, the one who comes asking. The one, a sa'il, is a person asking you for something. As for a person asking you, Allah did not say that you should give them. That is your discretion, and obviously it's recommended from other sources, the hadith and so on. But Allah Almighty in Surah Al-Duha says, do not rebuke the one who is begging or asking. May Allah Almighty grant us goodness and ease. The reason is, that is a beautiful, powerful way of wording things. Look, when someone asks you, I was expecting to be told that I need to perhaps give them whatever I can. Allah says, when someone asks you, don't rebuke them, which means say a good word to them or walk off, but at least pray to earn a reward. Say a good word. May Allah bless you. May Allah ease your suffering. I pray for you that Allah grant you goodness and so on. That's the minimum. Beyond that, dig deep into your pockets. Allah will never ever cause your wealth to be depleted because of a charity you've given. That's a guarantee. That's the words of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He says, no one's wealth has ever, or no wealth has ever depleted because of a charity. It's never depleted. So we ask Allah Almighty to help us to be generous and to continue giving. So the community is very important. We make people feel good. They will want to come together. They should pray together. We should look out for the needs of the community. You might want to put up a school. You might want to be part of something, you know, that the community needs. You might want to have some recreational days. You might want to have some fun days, something to protect the children, to give them focus. To help them get to know each other. People complain and say, oh, my child wants to marry, for example, somewhere, you know, that I'm not too happy with. Well, have you ever introduced your child to places where you would perhaps be happy? They don't even know anyone that you would be, because you didn't interact. You divorced yourself from the whole community, and now you expect your children to know people in the community you're accustomed to or you grew up in. That's unfair. So if you like all of that, you need to make sure you're a part of the community. And you need to put aside some of your differences at times, depending on what it is, obviously. But you need to make sure that you make an effort with your community. It's not easy. Serve them. Help them. And if you're a part of it, let's not always look at what is this community doing for me, but rather, what can I do for the community? When we look at it that way, everyone will look at it that way and make life meaningful for you and your family. So let's look out. This is the reason why visiting the sick is a great act of worship. Remember, visiting the sick, it doesn't necessarily mean you need to physically go there anymore, because nowadays we have technology that would allow us to visit the sick via a phone call, perhaps via a video call, perhaps via a message. Yes, where applicable, you go and visit in person and you will get a multiplied reward. Sometimes it's not applicable. You, by your visit, you might just be making life so difficult for them if they're in need of rest and if they're in need of a peace. And perhaps if they don't want to see you at that time. So it doesn't mean because the hadith says visit, let's all go 10 guys and we will visit the sick person. You make them more sick. They will become ill. They might die as a result of the anxiety and the stress. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us wisdom. So remember, the hadith tells you visiting. Yes, ultimately it's a physical visit, but you can visit in other ways that perhaps may be more appropriate for the situation that that person is in. Why did Allah give so much of importance to the visit? It's community development. You want these people to know you're not alone. We're all with you. We're praying for you. We care for you. And if there is anything you need, guess what? We're going to try our best to reach out to you and to help you with it. In that way, you take a look of the, you take care of the widows, the orphans, the destitute, perhaps the poor, those who don't have, those who've lost their jobs, those who are sick and ill, like we said, the elderly, those who have disabilities. All of these are taken care of by the community. That is Islam. That is the way the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, taught us. And that is how you earn your paradise. So let's learn to be positive members of the community. It's not easy. It's a sacrifice. And at times, we need to work very hard to develop people and ourselves in order to enjoy a beautiful community where we care for each other, but at the same time, we know the limits and the lines. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.